the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God, and is gracious and mighty, who has kept us, who has helped us, who has aided us, who has guided us, who has perfected and performed his word in our life in the month of August. And he brought us to this new great month, gracious month, glorious month, the month that the Lord has made, a month of rejoicing for us, a month that is glorious, a month where God will take us through everything that he has prepared, preordained for us. Therefore, as we come into the presence of the Holy God this morning, I want us to lift up our voices and begin to praise him. Ne illa biko kustozozie, ne libru no tustozie. The psalmist says in Psalm 150, verse 1, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts. The God of wonders that has done wondrous things in our life, and from the beginning of the year, his eyes has been upon our years, from its beginning, even until now, and he shall still watch over us, even to the end of the year. So give him praise, worship him, exalt his holy name. No like kutozo zopriande, le engli kakuzo zopriandozo, istolo bruzazia, enda gakukusto zozie, ezopronde gakukusto zonde. Libruzzo gosto ziante, nigli kakuguzo zoprondege kusto zia. Au! Ne kukutozo, endonde li kekwaza hate. I just want to say, my Father, I thank you. God, I just want to say, my Father, thank you. I just want to say, Lord, I just want to say, Abba, my Father, yes, I thank you, God. I just want to say, my Father, thank you, Lord. We praise your name, mighty God. We worship you, Ancient of Days. We worship you, Alpha and Omega. We thank you for your mighty works. We thank you for the demonstration of your acts, Lord. We give you praise, our God. In the love of Sian, the Lord of Sian, Adonai, we worship you, yes, Lord. Son of God, you are so good, yes. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, we worship you, Son of God, Son of God. You are so good. dominion is forevermore. Son of God, Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Beloved, so as the psalmist says, Psalm 150 verse 1, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, and each and every one of us at the sanctuary of the Holy God, the righteous judge, the lover of our soul, the head of the body, the author and the finisher of our faith, who dwells no longer in temples that are made by hand, but dwelleth in you and dwelleth in me by His Spirit. Therefore, this morning you want to celebrate God from that sanctuary that belongs to God. We are His people. Beloved, we are the sheep of His pasture. We are no longer our own. We are not our own. We have been purchased with a price. Beloved, we have been purchased by incorruptible seed, the seed of the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, the word of the Lord says, do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the living God? Beloved, you are not your own. I am not my own. I have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb of God, by the incorruptible seed of God's word. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price? That price is the blood of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 to 25, help us to see that that price, beloved, is the redeemed blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of redemption that has no spot and no wrinkle. Beloved, we have been purchased by the word of the living God, so we are no longer our own. So we are the sanctuary, the holy place of God, the temple of the Most High God, the beloved, the spiritual Jerusalem of God that is walking through town and walking across the nation. And the word of the Lord commanded us in Psalm 150, it said, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power. So lift up your voice this morning. Celebrate the Ancient of Days in your life, in my life, my Father. I praise you this morning. Usopi andronegakuta. Ilababakusto soplenegazo. Ezeke kutulo prosiate. Iketuaza. I thank you for the working of your Spirit in my life. I thank you for the working of your divine power in this commission. I thank you for the redeeming power in the blood of Jesus. I thank you, my Father, for blotting away our transgression and for remembering our sin no more. My Father, I celebrate you that you have adopted us into your family. You have enabled us to continue to come into your presence from the beginning of the year, even until now. Lord, that we can lift up our voices and call you Abba Father. Lord, we celebrate your lordship. We declare your glory. We declare your honor. We declare your praise in the Zion of the Lord this morning. Usto libru nonogo siate. Enzo ondege kwaza. Thank you for your faithfulness from the beginning of the year. Thank you because you are faithful still. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. And great is your faithfulness. I praise you for who you are. Le enge kukuzoso isopianda. The father to the fatherless. The husband to the widow. Our counselor in times of confusion. You are the one that shed your light in the pathway of our life. You guided us even by your divine word. Lord, I thank you because you are our light in the midst of the darkness. You have given us hope in hopeless situations. You have been our joy in every situation. You have eliminated and removed from us every form of sorrow, every disheartening, every disappointment, every form of disillusionment. You have taken away from our life. Lord, you, O God, has given unto us your good news. You have filled our mouth with laughter. You have defended us. You have secured our Lord. You have made promises unto us, great and precious promises. I thank you for restoring our health. I thank you, Lord. Isu endrono gosto siate ike kukusto zozia ileme grosi ike kwaso siye esopri andogu kustoso ileme me kusto zozia ilopri nakagwa gaso siya ilobobo siate. Father, we allot your name. I allot your name in my life, O God. There is none like you. There is none but God beside you. None can be compared with you. The leader of the valley, the ancient of days, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the God that gives beautiful ashes, garment of presence instead of the spirit of evidence, my God that speaks and he performs, my God that is committed to every one of his word. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but not an iota of your word will pass without being fulfilled. My helper, my dependable, reliable helper, my trusted friend, Lord, I give you praise. Also in the lebruno suate, esso pronde ge custosia, il leblengugusos zopriendose, esso in the lebruno nosia, ige cucugusosos I andelike quasa. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice of the cross that you have made, even concerning us. We thank you for the covenant that you have established, unbreakable covenant that cannot be denied us. Isso pi andruna gazo, isso prondegi kakubusosie, isto ndolobustosia. Your eyes has been upon our ear from its beginning until now, even to its end thereof. Is Lomonguzozi in the Gekuzozia? Is the Libru Nonogosieto? Is Sopronde Gekustosia? Is Lomoma Custosiate? Ende Gekuzozia? Is Lomoma Custosia? Delica Quazo? Is Sopronde Gekustosia? Ende Gekuzozia? Is Suato Ondo Custosia? Il lemege quago sosie, indege cucuzoso prianda gaza, il lama cucustosia. Lord, we celebrate you. Let uco custosia, il lobaba custosa. Lord, I appreciate your word. Lord, that you have spoken, that you are speaking, and that you will yet speak unto us. Isso ponto nigalika cucuzosia. Lord, thank you for taking us, even removing us from the kingdom of darkness and bringing us into the kingdom of your dear Son, the kingdom of light. Lord, we appreciate you this morning. Sopri andoste librusa ate, enge ke kusosi andeli ke kuazo, indo libru nagazo si andeli ke kukusosi, enso pronde ke kuaza sia, ondo ga kustosia, ella baba kustosia, Lord, we come into the month of September with an attitude of gratitude. Le'enge kukuzozo pion de gaza. Ileke kwaza. Lord, we thank you. Isu ile bongruza zua. Elebe endru nobozia. We bless your name. The God of our Creator. Our Creator. Our God and our King. Our Director. The one that instructs us and guides us and teaches us in the way that we should go. That we will not depart from them. Ustoli bekwaza zie. Endustogosa zie. Elebe kukukuzozo zie. Lord, I thank you for the manifestation of the greatness of your power in our lives. Usopondi kekukuzozia. Ilebri na kwazo zie. Indanobru zazie. Endege kukuzozia. Endogosi. Ilamongru zate. Ilebriangu kustosia. Lord, I thank you because you watch over your word to perform it. Your word is forever settled in heaven. Your word is never void of power. Your word is quick, it is powerful, and is sharper than any two-edged sword. I celebrate your word, that is able to divide between the soul and the spirit, the joint and the marrow. Your word that can penetrate even into every area of our lives. Your word that works in us, Lord, by your spirit. Lord, to make us to do your will. For you are the one that is at work in us, both to will and to do of your will, O God. Lord, thank you for the spirit of truth that resides on the inside of us. Thank you. Lord, thank you for making us to come to an understanding of your truth, O God. Lord, we celebrate you, our deliverer, our sanctifier, our security, our strong tower, our refuge and our fortress, our very present help in time of need. Lord, we celebrate you for your provision. We thank you for you have sustained us by the word of your power. Lord, I thank you that your grace is more than enough for us, O God. In love of Christosie, Jesu atandele brisa ato. Lord, thank you for making a way for us where there is no way this year. Thank you, O God, for sending on time help. Lord, when help is needed, thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for healing our homes. Thank you for healing our finances. Thank you for healing our lives. Thank you for causing your word to be settled. Lord, in heaven, concerning us. For your word that has gone forth out of your mouth, it shall not return back unto you void concerning us. It will perform its purpose. It will prosper. In that all you have said it, we celebrate your word, O God. Lord, we thank you for the covenant of your abiding presence. For in your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Thank you for the joy that you have set before us in this month of September. Lord, thank you for the joy that we have experienced from the beginning of the year, even until now. Lord, thank you for joy unspeakable that is full of glory that you have prepared and preordained for us. Father, we are grateful. In love of God, see it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, not an iota of your word will pass without being fulfilled. In soponengli akukuzozo. In lebelengli kasuato. Lord, thank you for our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, who is to us the wisdom and the power of God. In lobo kustosiate. Father, we thank you for the barriers that you have removed from us. We thank you for the favor that you have enjoyed in this past month. In these so many years of our lives, Lord, we thank you for the favor that is ahead of us to enjoy. We thank you for paving the way, even before us, to set it out, Lord, even to go ahead of us into this month. Father, we celebrate you. Ustoligra tukuzozozie, Ezu atondege libruzozie, Ende kuku We celebrate you, O God, for the gift of salvation. We thank you, O God, for the power of God that resides on the inside of us. Lord, we thank you that 1,000 shall fall on our side in this month of September. 10,000 on our right side. With our eyes, we will see the reward of the wicked. No evil shall come near us. No plague shall come near our dwelling places. Lord, we give you thanks this morning. Usto librina gaso, enke kukuku soso sia, ilombrina kwa sosie, enso prondeke kuku sosie, enso truna gaso, en librina go kuku sosia, ilombrondeke kuku sosie. Some put their trust in chariots, some put their trust in horses. Lord, but our trust is in you, O God. Our expectation shall not be cut short. Lord, they are bowed down. They are fallen. But we have risen. We are standing upright. For the Lord has answered us whenever we call upon him. Lord, thank you, my Father. Lord, you said, call upon me, and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Thank you, my Father, for making us a custodian of your divine agenda. Custodian of your divine secret, custodian of your divine leader, custodian of your divine purpose, custodian of your divine plan, custodian of your divine promises, great and precious promises that you have made concerning us. Father, we thank you this morning because your thoughts towards us, they are thoughts of peace, they are not of evil, they are thoughts to give us an expected end. A future and a hope that is established in the Lord our God. Lord, we celebrate you this morning. Usopi antruna gazo, esosia andelike kukuzozote, elebriandustosia inge kukuzozote, entrina gazo andelike gasuato, esoprondege kukuzozosie. Endege custosia, ilamrina custasie, engle cucusoso prondega chate, isupando golicrusosie, eso prundega cucusosia, ilomongrosi ate, engeke cucustososia, le entrina gacu custososie, endege quasa, apiondo culo prondegaza, istondege cucusosie. Eze prendege kukusososia, illa mengri da kukusosie, endege kukustosia, ondogo stosiale, elebri andogo kustososie, enso prondege kustosa, illa prondege kukusosia, istondege kukusosia, illa bobo kuasosie, illa bogo shate, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Amen. How great is our God. Sing to him, how great is our God. Always sing, how great. How great. How great is our God. We sing to you, Lord, how great is our God. All we sing is how great. How great is our God. How great. Is my God. I sing to him how great is our God. Always is our great. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing to him, how great is our God. All we see is how great. How great is our God. How great is my God. All I see is how great is my God. In my life, how great, how great is our God. Beloved, this morning as you come before the presence of God, I want you to lift up your voice and say to the Lord, as this month of September, open up my Father. Cover me with your precious blood. Beloved, Leviticus 17:11 says the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it as a token. For you, it has been given as a token for us. It has been given as a covering for us. It has been given, beloved, for our redemption. So you are saying, Lord, cover me, my household, and the prevailers around the earth with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Cover us with your precious blood. Cover us with your precious blood. Cover us with your precious blood. Ila prende cucuzosia. Ela pionde cucustososie. Esu intranogos. Lord, we sanctify this month of September as we take charge of this month of September, our month to pursue our glorious destiny. Lord, we come under the rod. We come under the covering of the blood of Jesus as individual and as a people. Ustoli ge custoso, ese priandu stoli angataya, le priandu custosia, ende ge ge librusa ate, ende custosie, ende ge custosia, ende ge quasa, il lobo custososie, eso priando ki la brusa sie. Endegege librus ondege quasasie, iso prondica custosa, illa bongustosia. Mendege custososie, me quasa iblongo custosie, endege cucusoso brunagase, eso prondege custosia, illa bengresiato, istondogo librusasie. Endege quasasie, endege custosie, la quasate, elebri ando custososie, esoprondege custosa, il lobo custososie, petronenga liprusosie, esuat andege custoso, endege che librusosia, ende custo, onduge quasate, endege librusosia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Beloved, as we take charge of the month of September, as we command the month to deliver according to God's word concerning us, we saw that in this month, our key text of focus is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. But I will read this morning from verse 11 to 14. It said, for I know the plans that I have for you, God's plan that is his thoughts. The plans that he has for us. King James will say that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. I like the way NLT wrote the same scriptures. Simplify it for people like me that needs to grow in understanding. The word of the Lord says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. A future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you. I will bring you home again to your own land. 70 years they were in captivity according to the declaration, the prophetic word of that was spoken against Israel. They were in captivity. They were meant to go for captivity for 70 years. But beloved, they overstayed their time. He told them also in the book of Genesis that the sons of Abraham would be away from Egypt for 400 years. They overstayed. Oh, they were there for 430 years until they begin to cry. When the beloved, when you understand by the book, the spoken word of God concerning you, beloved, you will not treat life casually. We will take life seriously, and we will pray a purposeful prayer in order to realize a purposeful agenda of God that he has for us. Beloved, so the word of the Lord said, it will bring them back. After 70 years, Daniel located by the books what has been written. That captivity was meant to be 70 years, but they have overstayed. And he wants to know why 70 years has come and gone. They are yet to fulfill destiny. They are yet to come into the fullness of the promise that was made to them. Beloved, when we pray, purpose and divine plan, eternal agenda of God must be a motivator for us this month to begin to cry out unto the Lord. Beloved, he said, then I will ask, I will ensure that you are returned so that you can fulfill the divine agenda of God, the prophetic mandate of God for all of our lives. I want you to lift up your voice and you are saying to God in this month of September, give me divine access, unravel to me the divine secret behind your eternal plan and purpose that you have for me in this month. As this month opens up, let every day of this month usher me into the divine agenda of God, into the divine purpose of God, that I will not operate in the day like those who build the ear, that my day will be inspired by divine purpose, divine destiny of God for my life. Ostolingra suato, englike kukusosia, inge kukustoso, onde gekelibruso ote, ilaba akrangu kustosie, ilababa kustososie, ende gakwasasie. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved brethren, what we have to see in this month is that nobody in this commission by the grace of God is going to be ignorant of the glorious destiny that God has earmarked for us. The psalmist says in the book of Psalm, chapter number 92, it said, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. How great are your work? Your thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand. It will be foolish to be ignorant of the eternal purpose of God for our individual life. And nobody is permitted in this commission this month to be ignorant anymore. Before we came into this month, we cannot be ignorant because we don't know. And beloved, God has not called the month what he called it. He had not called previous month, even what he called it now. So a brutish man does not know. Who is a brutish man? A brutish man is likened to somebody who is ignorant, who is stupid, beloved, who is just unaware that there is a higher agenda of God that needs to be known or that needs to be pursued. Beloved, a brutish man is a personality that is not ready to get their hands dirty in the pursuit of eternal agenda, eternal plan of God, who is not interested in understanding why they were here, what they were meant to be, what they were meant to do, when they were meant to do it. So the word of the Lord will say, a brutish man does not know, neither does a fool understand. God was using the same word in different notations, meaning the same thing, that to be unaware of the purpose and the destiny that God has for us is to be foolish and to be, beloved, stupid. But in this commission this month, I want us to lift up our voices. And we are saying to the Lord, Lord, we come under the covenant of your word as a people. Lord, engage our heart to pursue knowledge of your eternal plan, knowledge of eternal purpose, knowledge of eternal destiny of God for our individual lives and for our lives as a commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Istombelingruzazia, Istombli Nagazo, Ezu Intru Nagazo, Elibri Inge Kukuguzozo, Endege Kukuzozo, Prondege Kwaza, Illa Brendege Kwazo. Somebody might say, God, deliver me from the spirit of laziness, because whatever you pursue requires diligence, it requires persistence, It requires grace. It requires wisdom. It requires determination. Lord, deliver me from the act of stupidity and laziness. Engage my heart to pursue destiny, to pursue my glorious destiny, to pursue the eternal plan of God for my life. It's so on Degakwaza. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans of welfare. They are not of evil. To give us an understanding of the future and the hope that God has for us, to give us access to the very realization of the manifestation of the eternal destiny that God has prepared for us. In the Therefore, Psalm 73:24, he said, you guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny, because the author of this eternal plan is God, and he has to guide us this month. He has to be the leader. He has to be the unraveler. He has to take us by the hand and walk us into and through his eternal pathway to his eternal destiny that he has prepared for us as individuals. You are saying to the Lord, take me by the hand. Lord, walk me through and walk me into your eternal plan, into your eternal purpose, into your eternal agenda. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, do not let me stray away from what you have prepared, preordained, predetermined for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's done the like quasos here. Ezopriando kukuzozie, endege kustozozia, endo kustozozi indali brunonoza, ike kwazozo, ondege kustozi, elebri ando kustozia, endege kustozo, tendeli ke kwazo, ilobobosi ate. The word of the Lord, we saw it in 1 Corinthians 6:19. We are no longer our own. We have been purchased by a price. We are the temple of God, and the Spirit of the Lord dwelleth in us. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work. The good work that you have been created to perform, it is only those who pursue what they know that can possess what they have pursued. And the purpose that God has created and designed us for, they are to be pursued so that we can become a partaker and so that our life can manifest the agenda of God. Therefore, I want us to know this morning, as the word of the Lord said to us in Psalm 139, God's word helps us to see that God has wonderfully created us. The psalmist says, I read from verse number 6. David says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. What is the knowledge that is too great for him to understand is that God knows everything about him. Verse 1, oh Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. My sitting down, my standing up, my thoughts, even from afar off. Beloved, the one who created everything is our God, who is the all-knowing. Beloved, Hebrews chapter 4, the word of the Lord says, all things are plain before him. He has an agenda for us. Beloved, David said to come to grief that there is no iota of his life that is hidden from God. He says, such understanding, such knowledge, they are too wonderful for him. He said, they are too great to comprehend. They are too great to be able to even grasp. He said that God knows me. So your neighbor might not know you. Your experiences right now, beloved, or your issues is not a determinant of who you really are, of what you were meant to be. It might not even have any bearing on the eternal agenda of God for you and for me. But we have the God of mercy who has preordained, predetermined everything and has an eternal agenda for us, who knows what we ought to be and when we need to be it and how we need to be it and where this destiny is planned to find expression. He is your God. David said they were too marvelous for me, too great for me to understand. Beloved, he said, as the service begins to speak on in verse number 6, it says, such knowledge are too great for me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest ocean, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watch me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Beloved, how precious are the thoughts of God about us, that he already figured us out. He has a plan in his mind, beloved, before he made us. So we saw from this word of God what the eternal destiny of God for every believer is. Beloved, because destiny will speak of the life purpose. It will speak of God's vision for man. Beloved, eternal destiny, this glorious, beautiful destiny that God has invested, beloved, as a seed in the life of man, it will speak of our God-given mandate, our God-given agenda, the uniqueness of our calling, the ability and the grace that God has invested in us to fulfill his agenda. It will speak of what we have been created to be, what we have been created to do, what we have been created to become. So David said, even if I go to the farthest part of the earth, If I run far away from God, the one that molded me uniquely, it didn't take advice from man. The Godhead, they sat together and have an agenda of how, what race I must run in life, how I must run that race, among what people the race is meant to be run. He has an agenda. He has a plan. So, beloved, in your life and in my life, God is aimed at seeing the delivery of what he has in his heart by the time he formed us. He said he knew those things that he created us to become, beloved, and what he created us to do. So, beloved, it is the only God who is the all-knowing, who formed us, who framed us, who put us together in our mother's womb for a purpose. As nothing is created without an agenda, you have and you whatever is made is to fulfill what the manufacturer wants it to do. So you are sent to the Lord in this month of September, Lord, the great grace of God to press in into God by his word and in prayer, that I will locate the architectural plan of God, the master plan of God, the divine purpose of God, the eternal destiny of God, what God has proposed in his heart that I must be, that I must do. Lord, that it will be unraveled to me in this month of September, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I do not want to run another man's race. My Father, uncover, unravel to me your divine agenda, your divine purpose, your divine plan. Lord, give me the grace to press in into the heart of God. Lord, to locate the divine agenda of God for me, to understand your divine purpose in my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is so prundege kuguzo ozia. Is tende le kruzozie. Is so prundege kuguzo ozia. Endege kustozozia. Indege kuguzo ozia. Ilebebe kuguzo ozia. Ndelika zaate. Endege kustozozia. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, so God's eternal plan, eternal desire, is eternal vision for us, that we are to be in our today and in our future, is already decided. So when he framed us, he configured us based on his eternal plan for us. So he configured me to think the way I think, my senses, my emotion, my physique, my talent, the graces and the gifts and the abilities, the experiences that God gave me, they are unique to me. They are to enable the expression of his eternal agenda. So you and I were tailor-made for our assignment. We were tailor-made for the eternal purpose, eternal agenda of God that we are to deliver. So I am not configured like you, because your purpose is different from mine, and the destiny that I am to walk in is different from yours. So we cannot compare ourselves with ourselves. The word of the Lord said, those who compare themselves, with others, they are of men most miserable. Of men most miserable. They become miserable in life because eventually they will run another man's race and they are not able to be what God has called them to be. So God's eternal plan, his eternal destiny, his beautiful and glorious destiny for us is unique to everyone. So he put things in place. In our life, in everything that is available to us in us, so that we deliver this body, this life, deliver the eternal arrangement of God for you and for me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And that is why this plan was thought of from the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. The word of the Lord says, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created. He had the vision. He had the arrangement. Then he put it to work by creation, by creating us. So Psalm 139 could say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am an expression of God to realize the eternal plan of God decided concerning me before I appear. Therefore, I want you to say to the Lord, my Father, as this month opens up, help me to locate the wonderful plan of God, the glorious destiny that you have created me for, to realize that which you have decided before I was formed in my mother's womb. Lord, that which you have put in me to manifest and to realize in my days, in this nation, in the body of Christ, across the earth. My Father, make it known to me. Make it known to me. Make it known to me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In love, Kukustos Osie, Esopriando Kustos Osie, in throne of Kukustos Osie, and Delica Quazo, in love of Kustosia, in Lobri and Gekukustos Osie, Endege Quazo, in Lobongruza Ato, Engeco Kustos Osie, in Dolobosi Ike Quaza, Endege Quazo. Beloved, we can rightly take charge of the month when we understand the theme that God gave us. And beloved, because to come into this eternal glorious destiny that God has ordained for us, we have to take charge as we have allowed Him to be in control and be in charge of our lives. Because the eternal glorious destiny of God is God's will for man. Until we will His will, we cannot walk in His will for our life. So God is going to walk with us in this month of September. Jeremiah chapter number 1, verse 5 also help us to see what Genesis was saying, that I made man to achieve an eternal purpose, to realize the intent and the thought, the imagination, and the expectation of God. And therefore, in this month, nobody will fail in locating that eternal agenda of God. And nobody in the mighty name of Jesus will fail in causing God to realize that destiny in our lives. He emphasized again, Jeremiah 1:5. He said, I knew you before I formed you. In your mother's womb, before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. The predetermined counsel of God for Jeremiah, that which he was formed to do, the predetermined counsel of God, the intent of the Most High God that he was born to fulfill. He was appointed as a mouthpiece for the Lord. And God said, that is why I created you. That is why. What I know before forming you, beloved, because you cannot have a drawing without having a sense of some framework in your mind. The architect will tell us that whatever you see in the drawing is an expression of what they have conceived in their mind. Therefore, you and I are the ideology of God that He conceived in the Godhead, and beloved, from us to begin to deliver what was God's idea and not man's idea. What was God's divine agenda and not man's agenda? He said, I formed you with an intent in mind. And the intent is done to God. And you are born to deliver and fulfill that divine intention of God and the plan of the Most High God. And what is that? He said, is so that you stand for me as a prophet over nations. So He preserved him. So there is an appointment that you and I have been appointed to fulfill. That is the eternal glorious destiny of God. I want you to lift up your voice. You are saying, my Father, as you unravel your divine destiny, glorious destiny for me, the appointment that you have kept me on earth, preserve me to fulfill, to realize, and to walk in. Lord, do not let me disappoint you, and do not let me keep appointment offline, off track with your purpose and with your plan, with your agenda with my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, usher me in the pathway of your divine appointment with my glorious destiny given to me by God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, Paul begins to tell us this eternal plan of God. And Jeremiah knows that he's a prophet now. He said, I'm a child. We will go into that later, that stuff for this morning, because we want to take charge. But it is important that we understand some basic, so that it can be our watchword for this month. Beloved, because Jeremiah will say, I am a child. Beloved, it's got nothing to do with our personal ability. It is the ability of God instead of man. If God is looking at the ability of man, I will not be standing before you and serving you today. But God that created us for this divine plan, divine purpose, He invested himself in his Son, in us, to enable us in his Holy Spirit to be able to empower us to be able to fulfill the destiny. The Spirit of the Lord unraveling that mystery of the destiny to us, and so that we can become. So, beloved, you might say, but I am 49. You can say this morning, I'm 37. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just doing the mundane, the 9-to-5 thing, just to put money on my table, to get certain things done. Beloved, you might be on this altar, and you're saying, everybody has been talking about glorious destiny, glorious destiny. How do I know? This month, God is going to make it known to you. Beloved, I want you to know that in Galatians chapter number 1, God will help us to see from the mouth of Paul himself. He begins to say in 11, dear brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that the gospel message I preach is not based on mere human reason. I received my message from no human source. and no one taught me. Instead, I received it by direct revelation from Jesus Christ. You know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion, how I violently persecuted God's church. I did my best to destroy it. I was far ahead of my fellow Jews in my zeal for the tradition of my ancestors. But even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace. Then it pleased him to reveal his son to me so that I will proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. When this happened, I did not rush out to consult with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to consult with those who were apostles before I was. Instead, I went away into Arabia, and I later returned to the city of Damascus. Then 3 years later, I went to Jerusalem to get to know Peter, and I stayed with him for 15 days. Beloved, as we come into this month, you will see that Paul, he didn't understand the eternal plan before. Beloved, he gave himself, in beloved, to what was passed unto him. His destiny was unknown. He asked nothing. He was pursuing the wrong thing. He gave himself. It was he does not understand the intent and the plan of God. Beloved, for him, he made wrong decisions. For him, he does wrong things. For he did wrong things. Beloved, for him, he pursued life in a dimension that, beloved, man applauded him. Everybody was celebrating him. They will call him an achiever. They will call him a noble man. They will call him a bold man. They will call him a man that is fearless. When they are killing the Christians, he was there as a witness. Actually, he said, I was so zealous doing the wrong thing that I wanted to even destroy what I was meant to live by, what I was meant to work with, what I was meant to have become, because he was ignorant. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus in this month, anyone that has been ignorant of the divine intent, the divine plan, the divine desire, the divine framework of God, the architectural plan, the masterpiece of God's blueprint for our life, anyone that before now has headed in the wrong direction, that man has called you an achiever, and you have called yourself even an achiever, patted yourself on the back, but running in the wrong direction and doing the wrong thing, I decree this month in the name of Jesus, there will be a reordering of our lives according to the divine agenda of God without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I declare over every prevailer in this month of September, none will be ignorant in pursuing plan and purposes of God for our life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in love, Christos, beloved, when we plan our own plan that is not according to the plan of God, failure is inevitable. But beloved, you will see that for Paul, his achievement could have been a barrier. He was zealous. He had passion. That is why every one of us, we have to continue to check by the word of God and to seek God, to say, God, am I in line with your divine agenda with my life? Because it determines, as we come into this month, we will begin to see how of locating this divine agenda. How should we run our race? What must we do?
What is it that you are configured in a manner that you are configured? What is it that you think? What is peculiar to you? Because the eternal arrangement of God for individual, only the individual at the perfect fit for those purposes. Even between husband and wife, your purposes and your the plans of God for you are different. And beloved, but as a cohesive body, a union that existed in between husband and wife, you still have a purpose is that God has for you for bringing the two of you together. You wonder why am I connected to this man? It's completely different to me. But beloved, in the differences also is a divine plan of God that is unique. That is why you have that man. And that is why you don't have your friend's wife. That is why you don't have your friend's husband. Because there is an agenda of God that both of you as couple has got to deliver. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I bother myself, beloved, many times in my life. I talk to people all the time and I said to God, what is it that I see certain things that was of a tremendous bother for other people? They don't bother me. There are things that bother me that was not thought of by any other person because they are unique and I am unique. The agenda of God for my life is different from their life. So what will make anybody else to not to have a passion could be what I am passionate about. Beloved, there are the things that will move me, but they don't move the next door neighbor because the emotion in me, beloved, the configuration of my body is engineered in the direction of divine purpose. Paul had the zeal. Paul had the passion. Because in the ultimate agenda of God, it's going to take a passionate man. It's going to take a zealous man. It's going to take a radical man. It's going to take a man that is consistent. A man that is bold. A man that cannot be intimidated. A man that is fearless. In order to fulfill the divine agenda that God asked for Paul. But he didn't know it. Men were celebrating it. It was in pursuit of tradition and religious belief. He became famous. He was confident in the wrong thing. Confident in the wrong thing. The men applauded him. They were giving him a well done. He was approved by all of them. But everything that man gave him was a disappointment to beloved, a misalignment with the divine appointment that God has created him for. So his self-pursuit was contrary to divine agenda. I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, in this month, do not let me be in pursuit, Lord, of self-agenda, religious agenda, traditional agenda, Lord, that is celebrated by man, but this celebrated by God, that is applauded by man, but does not have heaven's approval. My Father, make me in this month to pursue your divine agenda, to pursue your divine thoughts, to pursue your divine your divine arrangement in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is Tom Belly Cruzosia, is Tom Dog Enclica Cruzosia, Endege Custoso. Esu aprende que custoso, il lobro ndenge custose, il labacrosi ase, isu pru andenge custose, isu indalengli kakwazo, esu ato ondruna gaza, ike kukuzozo tendeli kakwazo, in the mighty name of Jesus. But what you have to see, even if you have made a mistake, and you've pursued the wrong agenda that is not God's agenda. If you have run with a wrong vision, a wrong purpose, it said, write the vision down and make it plain to Habakkuk. It said, those who read it, they will run with it because a vision unknown is a vision unrealized. a destiny that is not known is a destiny unattained. Beloved, so it is important that we know. So because he didn't know, he went the wrong direction. You might, beloved, went there by ignorance or by wrong leading or by self-desires or by pride or any whatever is responsible that has made us or any one of us to have gone in the wrong direction. I want you to know that in this month is your returning. It's not late. Because you saw, it said, Paul begins to tell us that this plan was known before I was born. But God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace. Paul was not seeking at the point at the height of destruction. That was when God located a Paul. And beloved, where he stood to witness the killing of Stephen, God visited him. So in this month, God will give you a visitation that will reorder your step and my step in the direction of purpose and divine agenda in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, yesterday, After one of the sessions, I saw a revelation. In the revelation that I saw, I almost feel like describing what I saw. And the Lord was telling me that this is a life. These two people's life was shown to me. Beloved, and God is saying, I gave you opportunity to be able to locate my intention and my plan for you. And all of a sudden, they were like pillars. And all of a sudden, I saw one of the pillars just bent over. But the pillar has a funnel. The funnel is the receiver that is receiving from heaven. And beloved, because there is a misalignment, I saw. I could not see what actually caused the breaking down, that the funnel end, instead of getting what heaven is supplying, was now getting it from the earth. Lost the ability to receive. And the Lord begins to speak to me to pray for the prevailers. Beloved, in this month, anything that will make your funnel to lose the ability to receive from heaven and become, beloved, dislocated and meet with disappointment, I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, it shall not take place. It shall not start. And beloved, as I speak even right now, there is a man and a woman not related to what I've just discussed. Just now, there is a man and a woman under the sound of my voice this morning. I saw what the Lord is showing me, what was meant to be a marriage was almost like an initiation. When the color of the garment changed, how can a man want to marry and wear a red attire? How can a woman that wants to marry wear a gray attire? There are no materials. How can you have your marriage under the cloud of darkness? There are demonic marriages that must not take place. Therefore, I decree over the prevailers, any marriage that is not God, that is not even initiated by God according to God's plan, I decree and declare, I cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every marriage that has been made in the secret place of darkness before the physical marriage, I decree and declare canceled by the blood of the Lamb of God. Why would you be married to a man that is already given as a covenant? Until that individual comes out of the demonic covenant, it is yoking yourself with a strange fellow. Therefore, anything that wants to yoke any prevailer within marriage to a yoke, to a demonic yoke of satanic association, today I cut it off in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I want you to know that what we are calling the eternal and glorious destiny of God is the will of God, knowing the mind of God. Beloved, concerning every aspect of our life, and they shall be made known. Beloved, where you have been robbed, where you have been denied, where you have been assaulted, where you have been afflicted, where you have been oppressed, where you have become confused, where you have become, beloved, a victim of taking the wrong turn, beloved, in the right way, you take the wrong turn, but beloved, you take the wrong step in what looks like a right way, but beloved, the wrong step took you away from the divine agenda of God. But I command today in the name of Jesus that every blindness is removed, that you begin to have an understanding of the divine agenda and retrace your steps according to the divine plan of God for you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is a destiny that is known, that is pursued. An unpursued destiny is an unrealized destiny. So this month, until we know where to turn, when to turn, how to turn, and when is the right time to turn, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, everyone in this commission will be mindful of divine agenda and will turn in the right place, in the right way, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because a right step in the wrong direction is a step away from God's glorious destiny and its realization. That's why Exodus chapter 3, after Moses has turned wrong 40 years, he did the right thing at the wrong time. So he stepped away from destiny. And he was away from the realization of his beautiful, glorious destiny for 40 years. Until he turned to the Lord. And beloved, as we see in the word of the Lord in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, I want you to know that as we turn to the Lord today, that everything will turn around. Everything turned around for Paul. Everything turned around for Moses. He still realized his destiny. So it is not over for you. You will fulfill destiny and you will fulfill purpose in this month in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, so this, what we are calling the glorious destiny, is the eternal purpose of God, the counsel of God concerning man. Isaiah 46:10, he said, God declares the end from the beginning, saying, my counsel shall stand and I shall do my good pleasure. When we understand the counsel, the performance is in God, who originated the idea, who will perform it. Beloved, where sometimes when you are coming and you are walking in the pathway of destiny, it doesn't mean that you can see everything all the way. But God will lead us line upon line and precept upon precept, provided we walk in obedience to Him, because He's the one that performs His work. So regardless of whatever wrong choices we have made, whatever wrong turns we have taken, whether it's because what we prefer or the choices that we have made that has led us to what is disastrous or what is disturbing, I decree and declare this month, as we pursue the eternal purpose of God, the counsel of God, the plan, the eternal destiny of God for our lives, I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, every mess in our life will be converted to a message. And every disaster will become a realized destiny. God will turn it around for a realized destiny. Paul was doing wrong. Moses had problems. He became a servant of his brother, his father-in-law. A one that was meant to be a prince became like somebody who is a slave to his father-in-law. But God helped him as his steps was retraced and he yielded unto God. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, God will order our steps even to make amendment and to do what is right so that our destiny will become a realizable destiny in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But how is it that we are to come into this eternal glorious destiny of God in our lives, even in this month? The word of the Lord emphasizes, because the eternal destiny belongs to God. That is why Paul was saying that it pleases him that he called me by his grace. God has called us to be his sons and his daughters, beloved, to be born again. So John 3:3 must be true in your life and in my life. We have to be those who have already received Christ in order for us to locate his eternal plan. He said, unless a man is born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And the eternal agenda of God is embedded in the establishment of God's kingdom on earth by the kingdom sons and the kingdom daughters of the living God. Therefore, I decree and declare, anybody that is coming to the prayer line, but they are not saved, they can pray, but they don't know God personally, don't think it is strange, because Nicodemus was the one asking Jesus. He said, Master, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miracle signs are evidence that God is with you. Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. He has been a pastor. So not all the pastors behind the pulpit are born again. He has been a leader. He has been a Pharisee. He understands the law. People read, unbelievers read the Bible. But they have the letter, but they don't connect with Christ to be saved. Beloved, he said, at least he said, there's something I don't know. I know the letters, but I have not been ushered in a relationship with God. And Jesus said to him, when he said, how can a man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? He said, as surely I say unto you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and of the Spirit of God. Beloved, he said, humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So it is not the letters, it is the Spirit of God in man that is resident and in those who are in. Because John chapter 1 verse 12 to 14, the word of the Lord helps us to understand that to as many as received him, to them he has given power to become the sons of God. To those who receive him, to those who believe in him. So the sonship is required in order for us to qualify for the glorious destiny of a God who pre-planned, pre-ordained, qualified us by the blood of Jesus to come into association, into relationship, so that we can be a product that manifests the purpose and the divine agenda of God in our lives. Beloved, he said everyone will reproduce after himself. Original plan said, let us make man like ourselves so that they can fulfill our plan. And beloved, so Jesus Christ has come so that we can still become, even though sin has separated us from God, so that our sin can be forgiven and we can come into relationship with God through Christ Jesus and reproduce after God's eternal plan and purposes for our life. So it is impossible to walk in the ultimate agenda of God without a relationship with God. Because a child of a dog can only manifest a doggy life. A child of God will also manifest a God life, a God plan. Beloved, that is why BMW manufacturer, they don't produce another product. They are known by the product that comes from their manufacturing even industry. I want us to know that it is important, beloved, that we know we are not following religiosity, beloved, or self-idea, but we have a sound relationship with God. It's not too late. Even if you don't understand, you are ignorant, you don't know how to cultivate this relationship with God, God will bring us to a place of knowing in this month. Achievement many times is not a yardstick to measure who is doing the will of the purpose of God. Because you saw it from the life of Paul, he was an achiever, but achieving is unfair. And I've said it to us again, what made me to always say to God, I need your help, you have to take me by the hand. I don't know how to go in and how to walk among these people. I can't do this in my own strength. I need your help to guide me and to lead me and to help me. Why do I need God's help? Because I have seen that it is possible to run a race, and the race is not God's race, and it becomes a wasted effort. It says every work of every man will be tested. When your work is tested and it stands, it said then you will know whether it is God or not. I want you to know that the Lord helped me to see an experience when I saw big achievers that I applauded, the people that I celebrated and honored, I saw, and by the mercy of God, in an encounter with the Lord, beloved, their work was dry leaves, and the wind was blowing it. And I realized that what God was teaching me, they are wrong. But they have not run according to divine agenda. So the reality of false experience done on me, and Paul has to say, I am committed to know Christ. If I know him, then I can know his power, and I can run my race according to divine agenda. I pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus that in our hearts will be a stirring to want to develop a better, a close, a passionate, an intimate relationship with the God that owns the master plan. I want to finish my race and get well done, good and faithful servant. Beloved, does the plan mean it's free from challenges? No. The life of Paul told us, the life of Jesus showed us, you might even be running your race and face challenges. The life of Jeremiah told us, Jesus, God said they will be against you, but they will not overpower you. When you run the race of destiny, God covers your back. So no man, it doesn't matter what we go through, we will come out at the other side. That is where Romans 8 said that for all things work together for those who love God, who are called according to eternal purpose, according to the glorious destiny, according to the divine arrangement of God, according to the divine desires of God. So I might be going through. I am coming out on the other side. So you can say to yourself, this morning I commit my life to divine agenda. Therefore, whatever I go through, I am arriving on the other side. I will not die with the baby in my womb. The agenda of God shall find expression without fail in my life. God's agenda, I command you, find expression in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. As we go through this month, we will see the commitment of God to eternal destiny of his people. For those who are running this race of destiny from a relational point of view with God, you will know that God begins to fight your battle, contend with those who contended with us, and save our children. I asked the Lord a question. Yesterday, I was looking at the future, and I whispered in a place of prayer to the Lord some specific things about the way forward. I am not ambitious. I want to do things in the way of God. And right before my eyes, I saw a multitude of people who were caged. Multitude of people who were like they were in prison. And beloved, I saw their hands, every one of their hands was reaching out and asking, come rescue us, come rescue us. Almost like the cry that was cried in Macedonia. They said, come to Macedonia and help us. So, beloved, I like it or not, I feel it or not, whatever it takes, the know him. So divine purpose means that your life and my life is bigger and larger than us. So it has to be God, because he created you to answer certain questions and solve certain problems. So it requires a deliverance from selfishness and self-centeredness. It requires a desire to be divinely focused on God's ultimate plan. When you know the purpose of God, the plan of God this morning, then Paul said it takes grace. We need the grace of God to run that race. And I decree and declare that grace of God will be more than enough for us in the mighty name of Jesus. How do we run? Because as we come into this month, you will be hearing the things that God will be speaking to us, because glorious destiny are unraveled by the word of God. So it is important that we locate it by the book, from the book. David said in the prophetic word about Jesus, in the multitude of your book, in the multitude of thy book, it has been written of me. Beloved, because every one of us has God's agenda written concerning us in the word of the Lord. Proverbs 24 verse 5, it said, a wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power. For by wise guidance you will wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. So the word of the Lord said in Isaiah 46:10, my counsel shall stand. That is a counsel, is the advice. A counsel will speak of the intent of God, the purposes of God. He said, I will perform my good pleasure. I will perform my purpose. So it is having the knowledge of it that we increase strength and we have power to run the race without looking back. And I decree and declare in this month that every prevailer will locate the word of God, even for our divine direction into divine plan and purposes for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. So we will find it in the book. And beloved, because without understanding the purpose that God has, there is appointment with disappointment. So none of us will be ignorant of divine agenda this month in the mighty name of Jesus. And beloved, to go in this direction, it is important for us to know that we have to continue in learning. There is continuity. You can never say you are arrived. And that is why every day I don't know what I'm doing. I've been here since 2 o'clock. And I'm still in about 5 minutes to this call. I'm still saying, God, do not let me miss you. What must I do? Take me by the hand. Captivate my thoughts. Take hold of my imagination. Don't let me be self-will, but let me be God will. Help me to know what I am to say, how I am to drive this morning. Beloved, so it makes us to become dependent even on God. Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain wise counsel. So we, in order to come into this truth, we have to be ready to allow ourselves to be taught, to be instructed, to be guided, so that we can increase in learning and continue to fulfill what God has for us to do. Beloved, that is why you will see in Jeremiah keep going back to God continually. Paul said, I want to speak my language. He said, when I had an encounter with God, me obey, he didn't jump. I said, now I became whatever I am because God located me. It took 3 years away to go and search scripture, to go and find out, to go and pray. And beloved, so we need to have the consistency. We need to press into it. We need to be determined to say, Lord, I needed to know what I don't know in your word and teach me. So we need to be ready to be taught. And Proverbs 15:22, the word of the Lord said, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And beloved, I'm not talking about those who counsel to for their own benefit and for their own advantage. The word of the Lord is ultimately the counsel of God for you. So if anybody's counsel is contrary to the word of God, God said, don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. So if you are counseling me to go ahead with satanic demonic arrangement, I'll tell you, you are not of God. So you need to weigh every counsel with the intent of the word of God. That's why 1 Thessalonians 5:21, the word of the Lord says, prove all things, hold fast, that which is good. This scripture, beloved, is telling us that we need to prove everything around us. Prove who you connect with. Prove whether they are taking you in the right pathway of destiny or they are engineering your step in a path where you take the wrong turn away from your desired end that God has preplanned and preordained for your life. So nobody is permitted to fall out in this month and throughout the days of our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, how are we going to go about this month? Our dependencies must be on the living word of God and of God, who has given us the word of God, and on the direction of the Holy Spirit. We have seen many months this year, but we have never passed through this way before. That is why the word of the Lord said, see, I am sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey and lead you safely to the place I have prepared. Beloved, the place that was prepared for them was based on the divine agenda of God that is spoken to Abraham about Canaan. He said, place close attention to him and obey his instructions. Do not rebel against him, for he is my representative. He will not forgive your rebellion. But if you are careful to obey him, following all my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemies. And I will oppose those who oppose you. But who is the angel of the Lord that God was speaking about in the context of this word? He was telling Israel, he said, follow the leader that I have given you. Obey Moses, he's my angel. When you see the book of Revelation talking about the letters to the seven churches, and if it says to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, to the angel of the church in Thyatira, beloved, and all of that, they are the instruments of God that he recognized that is serving the divine agenda of God in those places. So God will lead us by his word. He will lead us by the leadership that God has given over our lives. No child will know everything without taking instruction from their parents. So the parents become God's instrument as God's angel. when he says angel, angelic or their spirit being, it is they are the personality that carry the Spirit of God in them and that God can use to direct and instruct his people. He said, if you will obey, because for every man of God that is serving God's agenda, they also have the assigned angelic host that is working with them. So, beloved, so we have the leadership direction, we will also have, beloved, the angelic assistant. It said, I have sent my angel before thy face to keep you in all of your ways so that you will not dash your feet against the stone. Psalm number 91. Beloved, so God will send into our future the angelic host that will lead and guide us. So there is a need in unraveling the eternal destiny of God for us. There is a need for divine direction and divine instruction for angelic guidance even as we move forward. Beloved, and he said, if we will align, so obedience is also a key. If we will align with divine obedience to the guidance, to the instruction, he said, I will be an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversary. That is why I said, God, have your back covered, as my back covered. He said to Jeremiah, he said, the people that you are going to meet, don't be afraid of their faces, because I will disgrace you in front of them if you are afraid of them. Every child of God has Christ in him. And therefore, the righteous are bold as a lion. And as many on this altar this morning that is still timid, afraid, and fearful of man, I decree in the name of Jesus, let every stronghold of intimidation, every stronghold of fear, every stronghold of the enemy that sap your confidence, let it be destroyed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In ourselves, we can do nothing, but with our God, we can do all things. So our confidences are in God. He said, cast not away your confidence, for it has a great recompense of reward. Do not let go. Cast not away your confidence. Hebrews 10:35. Do not lose your confidence, for it will pay. It has a great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will, not of man, the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. So we need confidence in our God, our confidence in him. He said, I don't depend on myself. I depend on you. As we run with this race of eternal plan and eternal purpose of God, beloved, the world will talk about self-esteem. When you have confidence in God, you cannot lose any self-esteem. You are confident in God, and therefore you can stand before kings, before anybody without being afraid, because he said you will open your mouth wide and I will feel it. In every platform of expression, I decree and declare that as we grow in the knowledge of God, that I will build up confidence that is based on divine trust of God that delivers the proof and the results and the desires of God, which is in our glorious destiny without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So it is important that you and I will know that you cannot lose confidence. That's why it told Jeremiah specifically, if I find you intimidated by them, he said, I will disgrace you before them. The Lord will not disgrace us. But I must be clear on that. And I said something, I don't know who I was telling that, I can't remember, and I said that you will be taking the prayer line sometimes, or you'll be doing something at the summit. And if I say, no, I can't face people. No. Even me, I can't face people. But because I face God, I can face anybody. Every minister, Paul will say, I do not come to you in the eloquence of man's wisdom, but I came in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. Beloved, before I did any meeting that I do, I have died many times. The flesh has to die. When my flesh wants to tell me that I'm unable, I know that you don't need to tell me. My ability is sought in God. So I don't look at fulfilling destiny based on what I'm capable of doing. But what the one on the inside of me who engineered this divine plan, because when a manufacturer creates a car, it puts the right engine there. So every vehicle has the engine capacity. So when you took a Mercedes or a Jaguar that has a 2.2 something liter of engine, you can't expect them to run the same race with a Micra that it's a 1.4 engine. It puts the right configuration, the right capacity of an engine. The oil that the various engine takes is based on their capability that is built into them. But they didn't build it. No vehicle made itself. No engine instead of Mercedes or Jaguar or Micra just appear. Somebody made it. The manufacturer has put in me and in you, in us, what it takes to run the race. But because it's supply, as you cannot run a vehicle without engine oil or without oil, even though the right engine size is there, if you hit the road and you run out of gas, beloved, it means that you cannot run. That vehicle will be grounded. So we cannot run the race of glorious destiny without allowing God to fuel us. And how do we get fuel? We get fueled by the abiding presence of God. We get fueled by the word of God. We get fueled by the Holy Spirit. And that is why Joshua, in the book of Joshua, the word of the Lord said in 3, he said, and then they command the people saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priest carrying them, you shall set out from your place and go after it. Again, talking about leadership. Beloved, he said, however there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits by measure, do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go, for you have not passed through this way before. Beloved, don't come near it. Don't get familiar with the grace. Don't trivialize the presence of God. Anytime we are gathered in the presence of God, anytime you are under the covering of the word of God, beloved, value the moment. Certain things are taught, certain things has to be caught. Value your moment. Value your moment. Value your moment in the presence of the Lord. The ark is a symbol of God's presence that they carry. When they are going to the world, they will carry the presence of the Lord. Beloved, it was the same presence that was honored and celebrated in the house, beloved, of Obed-Edom. And beloved, in 3 months, is destiny change. We must train our children how to honor the presence of God. Every time in Zion, honor the grace of God that is inside of anyone. Beloved, if you honor God's grace on the people that God has placed over you, it will work for you. What you trivialize does not deliver no result. What you don't appreciate, beloved, gets degenerated, and one gets, beloved, denied of the blessing of what that presence of God was meant to have in our life. I spoke with somebody, I might be on our prayer line this morning, listening to me through the radio or any which way this morning. Beloved, this person was a security man, a security of the protocol officer in a church where I have served. Beloved, even at the time, he had some challenges. But the same person today is a pastor. So his challenges did not hinder him from becoming, from running the race of life. God punished him, create a desire in him for the change. The habits that were not, they wanted to let him go, he has to separate himself from it in order to discover purpose. So we must stay out of trouble. Allow the Holy Spirit to purge us. He said, I appointed you, that is, I set you apart, I sanctify you, I prepare you for your purpose. So anything that will contend with God's divine purpose, they will not be able to connect with you and with me and with us in this month and throughout the days of our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Jacob was going to speak to his own children about what they will become in their future. Standing like a God. Beloved, I was speaking into the life of his children, and he said unto Reuben, he said, you are my firstborn, my strength, my child of my vigorous youth. You are first in rank and first in power, but you are as unruly as a flood, and you will be first no longer, for you went to bed with my wife. You defiled my marriage couch. He lost the place of purpose. He lost himself in the desired agenda of God because of pollution. So, beloved, because pollution, defilement, the oppression of the flesh is an enemy of divine agenda. He said he lost the place of being somebody that has a voice, somebody that is highly rated, somebody that should be the first in all things. I decree, whether in the daytime or in the nighttime, no prevailer will be defiled, no prevailer will be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, no prevailer will be polluted. In the name of the Lord Jesus, look at another child. It says, Simeon and Levi, you are two of a kind. Their weapons are instruments of violence, anger. He said, may I never join in their meetings. May I never have a party to their plans. For in their anger, they murdered men and they crippled oxen just for fun. And he said, a curse on their anger, for it is fierce. A curse on their wrath, for it is cruel. I will scatter them among the descendants of Jacob. I will despise them throughout Israel. Beloved, what I want to tell you is that these two men, Moses came from the Levitical family. Aaron came from the Levitical family. They are the people that were assigned as a priest. But these two people secured a satanic problem for Moses. The anger, the pattern affected Moses. Look at how much Moses tried. And beloved, yet, Moses, when God said, go and speak to the rock, if he did it the way he did it at first, He struck the rock and God did not say so. Why? Because he was angry. So there is an inherited behavioral pattern that denied Moses of his opportunity to enter the kingdom that he has labored for. I decree and declare today, any inherited pattern in any life of the prevailer that could stop us from having the fullness of the manifestation of our glorious destiny, I command that pattern to dry up in the name of Jesus. Any pattern that you have seen in people before you that you are now seeing in your life that can jeopardize your opportunity of walking in your glorious destiny, I decree today it shall be no more in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Anger was what Simon and Levi passed on to their generation. But I decree, it is written that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I declare in the name of Jesus, as for every prevailer, we will pass on Christ. We will pass on inheritance, graces, and gifts of God to our family in the name of Jesus. We will not pass down violence in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare in the name of the Lord Jesus that we will pass on everything that Christ has invested in us to the generations that are after us. Because every eternal plan, eternal destiny in its realization is not for one man. It's not for our household. It said, Jeremiah, I made you a prophet unto nations. So it's nations means people. It means generation. I decree and declare that through the realization and the manifestation of God's eternal plan for our life, we will impact nations, we will impact people in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, it is only those who are led by the Spirit of God as sons of God. So because sons of God needs to walk into the divine agenda of God, Romans 8:11, beloved, help us to know that the proof of our sonship is evident in our being led by God. You can't go. That is why I watch word even for the word that you and I need to think about, which I believe that you have received from the WhatsApp or the email. It says no man can get you to a place where God cannot lead you. Only those who are led in the pursuit of glorious destiny find pleasure to access the unending treasure that cannot fail. Because it is a proof of sonship. It is only those who are led. And beloved, I decree and declare, as a leader, a teacher, our senior helper, the one that knows the mind of God and knows the way, even to us, to sail into eternal plan and purpose of God for our life, is the Holy Spirit and the one that performs the counsel of God, that is the desire, the eternal arrangement of God in our life, is the Holy Spirit. I decree and declare that in this month, we will know the Holy Spirit more intimately, that we will walk together with the Holy Spirit. We will submit ourselves to his leading in our life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, as this month begins to open up, I decree no more confusion for you in the name of Jesus. But every purpose needs to be worked out. It is hard work. Paul was engaged in it. He said, I always forget what was behind me and I'm running the race of purpose. Even as we round up this morning, I want you to say to the Lord, enable and empower me to run the race of purpose. Lord, in this month, because it is God that is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, purpose and destiny that we come into understand is going to require hard work It's going to require development. It's going to require, that is why Paul takes 3 years away. Begin to fuel up. Begin to be full of that purpose, to know how to run his race. So when he faced the journey and he was going through different things, he was not backing up. They threw him in the basket. He said, that's still okay. I still have my life. They tie a rope around his feet. They said the life of that person is going to be like this. They're telling you, you'll be in prison. Said it is okay. Even if I die, I am committed to divine agenda, because he has taken time to build up on the inside. So he has the tenacity to be able to deal with whatever happened on the outside. But the word of the Lord, Jude 1:20, it says, build yourself up in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. I want us to begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Build me up to fulfill purpose. Build me up to fulfill the divine agenda of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The more you pray in the Holy Spirit, you are, beloved, expanding your capacity in your holy faith, in the place where you connect with God, in the ability to run the race of your glorious destiny without looking back, in your dependency. When we look at the prophet, you will see many times Jeremiah will cry. He will say, I'm going through this. He will say, remind God, this is what you told me. And God fulfilled his word. God protected him. God kept him by his word. In the Hebrews Hosea, Jesus said, we are sheep that in the midst of wolves, but the wolves does not have power over us, because the lion of the tribe of Judah has our back covered. He said, I will contend with those who contended with you, and I will save your children. This morning, I want you to say, every demonic arrangement and plan of the devil against me this month, it shall not take place. God said his counsel shall stand. His desired plan, his desired purpose, it shall stand, and it will do of his good pleasure. Therefore, you have sent any evil agenda, every handwriting of the enemy against my life in this month, against my family, against the prevailers, it shall not take place. It shall not stand in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it shall not take place. It shall not stand. In Lobakuso Sopru and Degekwasa, I want you to speak to the womb of September 2015. And you say, open up to me and release the abundance of grace, of favor. Cooperate with my divine and glorious destiny that is promised me by God. This month you will work for me in my favor. You will not work against me. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak to the elements, speak to the sun, to the moon and the stars. You will cooperate with me to pursue after the divine and glorious destiny that God has prepared for me. In this month, in the name of Jesus, in Sopondege Custosa, in Leke Custososie, in Tronuga Zazie, in Stombliga Custosa, in Leke Kekukusososie, in Soprundaga Custose, in Labengla Kika Custosia, on Dogastosia, in Dege Custososia, in Labrende Kekustoso, in Labogo Custosia. In the name of Jesus, thou speak to everything created in man, in anything visible and anything invisible. Command them, you must cooperate with the divine word of God for me to pursue my glorious destiny in Christ Jesus in this month and throughout the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I command the man, I command the things created by God, even this month, and throughout the days of our lives, to cooperate with the divine agenda of God and see to it that the prevailers have ushered into our glorious destiny, and see to it that we are in pursuit even of our glorious destiny, the divine intention of God, the divine plan of God, the divine arrangement of God for our lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. It is God that showeth mercy. You have said, my Father, let the covenant of mercy avail for me and prevail for me in the month of September, that I will press in into the price of the cost of the high calling of God for my life, that I will not look back. I have set my hands in the plow. I must not look back. I receive the grace to run my race to the end, so that I can hear, well done, good and faithful servant, in the name of Jesus. Paul said, I have fought the fight. I have finished the race. He said, now laid down for me is the crown of glory that God has prepared for those who love him. Therefore, you are saying, Lord, do not let me just stand this month well. Help me to finish the month of September well. Lord, walking in my desire, even and your desired plan and purpose for my life. Is supper on three nagas. Endenge kustosia. Ilebe mekwaza. Endenge gelibris ote. Endenge kwaza. Endenge kwazosie. Ilabondo lo brusosie. Endenge kustoso. Endenge lo kustosia. Endenge kwaza sie. Isupa longra za ate. Inge kwashite. Indolobosi ite. Endenge kolubrusosie. Esoprondenge kustosie. Ilababa kwaza sie. 1 Corinthians 9:25. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it, we discipline our body, we discipline ourselves, so that we can get a crown that will last forever and ever. Can you say to the Lord, let me put my body under, let my flesh be under. Do not let my flesh ruin me. Do not let my body ruin me. Help me, oh God, to run the race of life, even to the very end, in the name of Jesus. I have set my hands in the plow. I must not look back, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Genesis 2:19, God made everything and brought them before Adam, and whatsoever he called them, that is their name. Therefore, according to the divine agenda, the divine counsel, the divine arrangement, the master plan for your life, I want you to begin to speak into this month. I say, September, answer for me in fulfillment of my glorious destiny. Answer for me according to the counsel of the Lord, to move me forward, to favor me, to help me, to sustain me and my household, to use me for his glory, to be a light to the Gentile in the name of Jesus. To be a city that is set upon the hill that cannot be moved, in the name of Jesus. To make this Zion to be the mountain of the Lord that is built upon the heights of the mountain, that every nation shall begin to flow into it. Lord, according to your divine agenda, for my household and for myself and for the prevailers around the world, Lord, use us as your instrument in advancing the divine counsel of God. Therefore, I command you, month of September, cooperate with us. In releasing every receipt, in ensuring that we have the resources, we have everything that is needed, even to fulfill our glorious agenda that God has determined before we were formed, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Can you speak to your office work? Can you speak to your business? Can you speak to your children? I pray one prayer. I said to God, do not let my family be an hindrance to my race of destiny. Do not let the church be an hindrance to my race of destiny. Do not let one conflict the other. Do not let my enemy stand in the way of achieving your divine plan for me. Do not let my family stand in my way of achieving what God wants me to achieve. Do not let my friends, those who are connected with me, be a barrier towards my attaining the eye that God has ordained for me of the running of the race that God has set for me in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were interested, even to the believers, to run the race of life. They made their sentence worse than what they were before they came to the church, because they were corrupt men that were leading those who are coming out of corruption, and therefore they cannot leave the state of corruption for a long time before they backslided. You are saying, Lord, through me, do not let anybody backslide. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone in and around me begin to move forward and use me as a model of a believer that I was meant to be, in the home front, in the marketplace, in the church of the living God, in the name of Jesus. Let the seal of the Lord of hosts come upon me, Lord, in the race of life. Lord, let the grace to be passionate may locate me even as I run the race of life, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to say, let every weariness and weaknesses and discouragement, every pitiness, you're commanding them. You are saying, you have no hold of me because you are the instrument of cruelty to ruin my destiny. Therefore, I disallow your operation in my life. In the name of Jesus, I disallow any oppression of the flesh in my life that is assigned to ruin my destiny, assigned to stand in the way of the fulfillment of my divine agenda. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to say to the Lord, Father, do not let me be displaced. Beloved, as I read the word of the Lord, I came to an understanding. When John was speaking to the Pharisees and Sadducees, they bring forth the fruit of this repentance. Don't say that you are the child of Abraham. God is able to raise up even children out of stones for Abraham. Does it mean that an ordinary stone can become a child? No. Stone represents hard-hearted men. He said God can convert them to replace those who know the truth and refuse to follow it. I want us to say, Lord, do not replace me with hard men. Do not replace me with stone. Help me to take my position in your agenda for my life and for this commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, do not let me be replaced. In the name of Jesus, help me to run the race of life in the context of your plan and your purpose for my life. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Can you cover your entire month again with the blood of Jesus, your household, because 1,000 will fall on our side, 10,000 on our right side. With the eyes we will see the reward of the wicked. He said, no evil shall come near us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling places. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, no weapon that is formed or fashioned against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, they are condemned. For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is our reward. And therefore, even in this month, beyond our imagination and our expectation, I decree and declare that everyone in this month will walk in the great plan of God for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, there's somebody on this altar. On your left finger, the second to the last finger, you are wearing 2 silver rings. If you are that person, please call me. What I wanted to tell you is not for the prayer line. It's 2 white silver rings on your 4th finger. I want you to call me. My number is 07931-540-529. 07931-540-529. Beloved, and I decree and declare, for everyone that appear in Zion in this month, I command
a divine engagement with our glorious destiny in the name of Jesus. No good thing according to divine agenda shall be withheld from us in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Father, every word of God that you have spoken to us this morning, every prayer, decrees, and petition made in your hearing, I thank you because you will do a quick work and you will cut it short in righteousness. And Lord, that you will speed up the manifestation of your divine agenda for our lives in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree in this month, the prevailers are going forward to prosper, to flourish in our various platform of operation according to the glorious intent and plan of God for our lives in the name of Jesus. I command healing to the sick. I decree the release of the captives, and I declare that every blockages and a barrier in the pathway of the prevailers from fulfilling destiny is removed this morning in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I declare you blessed in the morning, blessed in the evening, blessed in all seasons. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Blessed shall be our kneading bowl and our basket. Blessed shall be the work of our hands. We shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above and not be beneath. When men are saying there is a casting down in this month of September, but we say that there is a lifting up for us in the name of Jesus. Father, we dedicate to you every platform of oppression you've given unto us in the church, in the prayer line, and in the summit that is coming up on the 19th. Father, we ask that this month that your complete agenda for these platforms shall find expression without fail in the name of Jesus. Thank you for sending on time help, and thank you for giving us favor everywhere we turn in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for what you have provided for us as a place of service, a place of worship. Lord, for Prevailers Church Network in Great Britain, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise for it. Thank you for settling and making perfect everything that pertains even to that place that you have given unto us in the name of Jesus. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return tonight with singing, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. Lord, even at the Touch Heaven program of this weekend, we receive divine grace to press in between the altar and the pouch, even as we see the manifestation of the word of God in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, the everlasting Father, my God, who called me and sent me, even to serve his people as I serve him, the one who honored me and gave me this privileged position. Lord, I want to say thank you for this new month and for everything that you have prepared, preordained for us. Therefore, I want to return the glory to you, the honor and the praise for what you have done. For you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, take the glory, take the honor, take the praise, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Good morning, beloved. I celebrate you. You are welcome to your new month, a glorious month, a month of glorious destiny being realized in every life that appears in Zion. Even also this month in every life that is connected to this commission in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. As you go today, go and prosper. Go and fulfill your glorious destiny. Go and return with testimony in the name of Jesus. Bye-bye.